Rejoice, O ye fans of the legendary sketch comedy series SCTV. A new DVD box set makes the groundbreaking series widely available for the first time in decades. Music clearance issues made it hard to find previously, until distributor Shout Factory filed all the appropriate paperwork and paid off all the right people. The Onion's Nathan Rabin has a review.
SCTV ranks alongside Monty Python as one of the fathers of contemporary sketch comedy. The show introduced the world to John Candy, Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Rick Moranis, and Catherine O'Hara, as well as legendary characters like Count Floyd, Ed Grimley, and Canadian Uberhosers, the McKenzie brothers. For 7 years, the show was like Saturday Night Live's Canadian cousin. But there were some crucial differences. Since SCTV was taped, it didn't have to pander to the demands of a studio audience slobbering for their weekly fix of comedy. In sharp contrast to SNL, SCTV seldom talked down to its audience. Where a lot of Saturday Night Live cast members viewed the show largely as a ticket to more lucrative gigs, SCTV's writer-performers made the show as much for themselves as for their audience.
There once were seven people who started their own network.
SCTV skits revolved around the antics of a low-budget fictional television network. This gave it the freedom to spoof everything from Ingmar Bergman movies to game shows to music videos. The station's flamboyantly dysfunctional employees were among the show's most beloved characters. On this DVD collection, you'll meet the station's ornery manager. He uses a wheelchair not for practical reasons, he cryptically insists, but rather for respect. Here he introduces the show to NBC viewers.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a special hello to all you new stations carrying SCTV. Now, we have a new name this year. We're called SCTV Network 90, and there's a reason for that. See, some smart cookie at NBC decided to pick up our programming. And to him I say, thanks, Jack. Where's that check?
SCTV was quirky. Anyway, it was smart. It took chances. It was conceptually ambitious. But more than anything, it was just plain funny. Laugh out loud, milk through the nose, gut-bustingly funny. Rick Moranis was a standout even in a cast rife with comic geniuses. He specialized in playing smug narcissists in love with the sound of their own creepily soothing voice. Here he does newsman David Brinkley issuing a weary stoner's lament.
Blonde Lebanese it was, a mere $20 a quarter. The same smoke now approaches $20 a gram, if you can find it. Most of the hash you get now is weak, stale, overpriced. Seems that if you don't have a friend or two making the odd trip to the east now and then, you may as well smoke cork. Or then maybe it's me, a two-toker at one time. Now it's a chillum or no buzz at all.
Okay, so maybe David Brinkley is not the young people's favorite. And with five discs retailing at just under $90, the SCTV Network 90 box is both expensive and unwieldy. But for lovers of smart comedy, it's a bargain at any price.
Nathan Rabin reviews pop culture for The Onion.